Sheila Grace liked to think of herself as a tolerant, well-adjusted person. She was elegant, attractive, highly educated, with an undergraduate degree from Yale and an MBA from Stanford, and successful as one of only a few managing directors in the investment firm of Catamaran Partners. She had achieved her success through hard work and ambition without stepping on others to climb the corporate ladder. In fact, she had mentored many young female executives, serving as a role model for women in finance. However, there was one person Sheila couldn't stand, Bill Bonnet. Bill was the opposite of Sheila in every way. He was an ex-frat boy and ex-jock, born into privilege with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was an unworthy beneficiary of the WASP old boy network, having everything handed to him. To make matters worse, he had a strong sense of entitlement, believing he was destined to be wealthy and remain so. What truly bothered Sheila was that she and Bill were direct competitors for the leadership succession at the firm. She was frustrated that he was even considered for the role, especially given his old-fashioned sexism. Bill struggled to believe that a woman could succeed in this male-dominated industry, viewing women as emotional and unsuited for tough decisions. He often made public, subtle put-downs of Sheila, focusing on her appearance, insinuating that her looks were the reason for her success. Sheila, determined not to change her appearance to appease Bill, sought a way to beat him. Her opportunity came with the arrival of summer interns. Sheila was assigned a female intern, while Bill got a male intern named Sandy. Sheila noticed Sandy's attraction to her and decided to use it to her advantage. One day, Sheila introduced herself to Sandy, complimenting his survival under Bill's supervision. She whispered that she knew Bill was a Neanderthal, and Sandy agreed. Sheila then complimented Sandy's appearance, and he blurted out a compliment about her suit. Sheila flirtatiously revealed it was a Valentino, leaving Sandy smitten. Sheila invited Sandy to work at her cocktail party, offering him $200. She asked him to wear black shoes, black slacks or jeans, and a t-shirt, providing him with a tuxedo shirt. She requested that he keep their arrangement a secret from Bill in the office. Sandy, excited to work for Sheila, accepted the offer. He arrived at her mansion in Scarsdale, where she greeted him warmly. Sheila wore a sexy black dress, diamonds, and sky-high Louboutins. She complimented Sandy's appearance and revealed that she wore the Valentino dress in his honor. Sheila gave Sandy a white silk blouse, which he changed into. She then asked him to remove his t-shirt, revealing his smooth, nippleless chest. She teased him about needing a training bra, making Sandy mortified and aroused. She gave him a cream-colored spaghetti strap cami, which he reluctantly put on. Sheila, pleased with Sandy's look, offered him another $50 and asked him to wear the cami under his work clothes on Monday. She also gave him a matching pair of tap pants, requesting that he wear them as well. Sandy, clutching the money and garments, agreed. The following 2 weeks were uneventful. Bill returned, and Sandy's feelings were hurt as Sheila seemed busy and didn't have much time for him. Sheila, meanwhile, was planning her next move, confident she could execute it, but having second thoughts due to potential collateral damage. Sheila invited Sandy to another party, and he eagerly accepted. He arrived wearing the same jeans and t-shirt, bringing the cami. Sheila greeted him radiantly and had him help with various tasks, including clearing glasses and fetching a Cosmo. During the party, a waiter stumbled, spilling guacamole on Sandy's black jeans. Sheila took him upstairs to her bedroom, where she gave him a pair of black linen slacks to try on. Sandy, unable to fit into Sheila's 24-inch waist pants, was offered a black pleated skirt with an elastic waistband. Sandy, shocked, refused to wear a skirt. Sheila, expecting this reaction, played the dominant and bossy card, telling Sandy that he needed her for a good reference. She insisted that with some mousse in his hair, tasteful makeup, and his blouse and bolero, he would pass as a pretty young girl. Sandy, needing the reference, reluctantly agreed. Sheila, satisfied with Sandy's submission, kissed him gently on the lips. She then gave him a pair of opaque hose and pumps, completing his outfit. She assured him that he would look fabulous and that it was in his best interest to go along with her plan. As the guests arrived, Sandy, in his skirt, hose, and heels, felt surreal. Sheila played with his hair, using mousse and a barrette to create a short feminine style. She applied makeup, telling him exactly what she was doing, like a mother would to her daughter. She put on mascara, blush, eyeliner, shadow, and pink frosted lipstick, making Sandy feel gorgeous. Sandy, highly aroused and submissive, opened the door to the first guest, only to realize they were an employee at Catamaran. He was mortified but relieved that no one recognized him. As the evening progressed, he discovered that the entire firm was at the party. Sheila, wanting to humiliate Bill, asked Sandy to come up and take a bow or a curtsy with her. She praised Bill for his tolerance and inclusivity, which backfired as the guests started taunting Bill. Sandy, mortified and humiliated, silently asked Sheila why she did this to him. Bill, unable to handle the taunts, became angry. Sheila, realizing her plan had backfired, embraced Sandy and apologized, admitting she did it for him. She offered to make it up to him and asked what she could do. Sandy, hurt and confused, went home still wearing Sheila's skirt and heels. That night, Sandy struggled to sleep, unsure of his feelings. He loved wearing the skirt and heels, and Sheila's attention and feminine touches aroused him. He felt accepted by the women at the party, like a new sister in the sorority. He realized his admiration for Sheila went beyond professional admiration. He wanted to emulate her style, beauty, and feminine elegance. Sandy decided to forgive Sheila and emailed Bill and Sheila, apologizing for not meeting Bill's expectations as an intern. He thanked Bill for sticking up for him and expressed his desire to switch job positions, feeling unsuited for the cutthroat world of finance. He asked Sheila if he could work for her as her secretary, wanting to please her. Sheila, delighted, agreed to have Sandy as her secretary and offered to take him shopping for a new wardrobe. She made it a condition that he show up on Monday dressed as the beautiful young lady she knew he was. Sandy accepted, and Bill, in a generous gesture, approved the switch. On Sunday, Sandy took a trial run to the supermarket wearing a skirt and was relieved that no one gave him a second glance. He felt confident and ready to face the office on Monday, embracing his true self. As Sandy arrived at the office on Monday, he felt a mix of excitement and nervousness. He had spent the weekend preparing for this moment, shopping for a new wardrobe with Sheila's guidance and practicing his makeup skills. He wanted to make a statement, to show everyone that he was more than just an intern, that he was a confident, capable young woman. As he stepped into the office, heads turned. The transformation was remarkable. Sandy, now going by the name Samantha, wore a stylish pencil skirt, a silk blouse, and a pair of heels that made her stand tall. Her hair was styled in a sleek bob, and her makeup was flawless, accentuating her natural features. Bill, who had just returned from a business trip, was the first to notice the change. He did a double take, his mouth hanging open in surprise. "Sandy, I mean, Samantha," he stammered. "You look incredible." Samantha smiled, feeling a sense of satisfaction. "Thank you, Bill," she said, her voice confident and assured. "I thought it was time for a change." Sheila, who had been watching from her office, walked over to Samantha with a broad smile. "You look absolutely stunning, Samantha," she said, giving her a warm hug. "I'm so glad you decided to embrace your true self." Samantha's heart swelled with gratitude. She had been nervous about how her colleagues would react, but the positive response from Bill and Sheila gave her the confidence boost she needed. As the day went on, Samantha received nothing but compliments and words of encouragement from her coworkers. The women in the office admired her style and confidence, while the men, though initially taken aback, quickly adjusted and treated her with respect. Samantha's new role as Sheila's secretary suited her perfectly. She excelled at organizing schedules, managing correspondence, and assisting Sheila with various tasks. Her attention to detail and efficient work ethic impressed everyone in the office. As the weeks went by, Samantha's confidence continued to grow. She no longer felt the need to hide her true self, and her work performance improved as a result. Sheila, impressed by Samantha's dedication and skills, began to involve her in more significant projects, giving her more responsibility. One day, Sheila called Samantha into her office and closed the door behind them. "Samantha," she said, her voice serious, "I have some exciting news. The firm has decided to promote you to the position of junior associate." Samantha's jaw dropped in shock. "Really?" she asked, her voice trembling with excitement. "But I've only been here for a few months." Sheila smiled warmly. "Your work has been exceptional, Samantha. You've proven yourself to be a valuable asset to the firm, and we want to recognize your talent and dedication." Samantha's eyes welled up with tears of joy. "Thank you, Sheila," she said, her voice thick with emotion. "This means the world to me. I promise I won't let you down." Sheila patted her shoulder reassuringly. "I know you won't, Samantha. I have a feeling you're going to go far in this industry. Just remember to stay true to yourself and never let anyone dim your light." Samantha nodded, feeling a surge of determination. She knew that her journey to success would not be easy, especially as a transgender woman in a male-dominated field. But with the support of her colleagues, her own hard work, and her newfound confidence, she was ready to take on any challenge that came her way. As the months went by, Samantha continued to thrive in her new role. She tackled each project with enthusiasm and skill, earning the respect and admiration of her colleagues. Her unique perspective and fresh ideas brought a new energy to the firm, and her work began to attract the attention of clients and industry leaders. One day, Samantha received an unexpected email from a prestigious investment firm in New York City. They had heard about her exceptional work at Catamaran Partners and wanted to offer her a position as a senior associate. Samantha was stunned and overjoyed, knowing that this was a significant step up in her career. She discussed the offer with Sheila, who encouraged her to take the leap. "You've outgrown this place, Samantha," Sheila said, her voice filled with pride. "It's time for you to spread your wings and soar. I know you'll make us all proud." Samantha accepted the offer, feeling a mix of excitement and sadness at leaving Catamaran Partners. She had grown so much during her time there, and she was grateful for the support and guidance she had received from Sheila and her colleagues. On her last day at the office, Samantha gathered her belongings and said her goodbyes. Bill, who had become a close friend and mentor, gave her a heartfelt farewell. "You've come a long way, Samantha," he said, his voice thick with emotion. "I'm going to miss having you around, but I know you're destined for great things." Sheila, who had become a mentor and confidant, hugged Samantha tightly. "You've inspired us all, Samantha," she said, her voice cracking with emotion. "Your courage and determination have shown us that anything is possible. Never forget that you are a shining example of what it means to be a strong, successful woman in this industry." Samantha, overwhelmed with gratitude, could barely speak. She hugged Sheila and Bill one last time, tears streaming down her face. "Thank you," she whispered, her voice hoarse with emotion. "I'll never forget what you've done for me. I'll make you proud, I promise." As Samantha walked out of the office for the last time, she felt a sense of closure and accomplishment. She had overcome challenges, faced her fears, and embraced her true self. She was ready to take on the world, confident in her abilities and proud of who she was. Samantha's story is a testament to the power of self-acceptance and the importance of embracing one's true identity. By having the courage to be herself, she not only found success in her career, but also gained the respect and admiration of her colleagues. Her journey serves as an inspiration to anyone struggling with their identity, reminding them that authenticity and self-love are the keys to unlocking their true potential.